Mr. Or the cells, I don't know. Used to, way back, Johnny. Just say you die this morning. Well, your husband doesn't have no money. And they'd go around and make it up, you know. Big. Then...
Did they take that money and go and buy a casket for the person?
Otherwise, like you die this morning, they'd just take some woman or some man, take a book around, and then each person give somewhat, and they'd bury them. Well, now they don't have to. They've got that insurance. They take you out of bed.
Well, what did they do with the body after that person died and they didn't have a casket? Did they take it and get it embalmed or what?
Back way back out?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of it. Embalming back in the day.
Did that just put the person's body in a casket?
That's a lot of people just between us that die and they'd have a breakfast shop over here somewhere. They'd get the lumber and go around and take a plane it off. Make a box, put them in, take them away in a wagon, and bury them. That's the way they done, way back down. Then they got the insurance. Now the insurance takes it out. Back then people didn't have no money. What else is that?
Bond about
maybe some old man, maybe have $1,000, $2,000. And he'd lend that out, say $25 to the family to make a crop on. That's what they had to eat. They'd have to raise what they eat. And then they'd buy a little coffee and a little sugar. Well, that's what they make.
And then they'd pay it back later?
Pay that $25 back when you got the first bill of cotton out.
You had
to
have something
to
tie over, didn't you?
Yeah. Buy your
first
shoes.
How much did shoes
cost? Oh, sometimes it'd be a dollar. Dollar and a half. And they made all underwire and all your clothes. I remember when they save all the flowers out. And they get put them in dye and down and then take that cloth and make underwire. I never had a more set of underwear than a suit of clothes flowers.
Gassy
flower
fountain.
Did your mother make all of the clothes? Well, did the house pattern sin to cut them out, or how did she get the right size for you?
They're just shoes. They take a piece of paper, lay it down the floor, put your foot on it, and mark around. Right. That's where they got the number of shoes you wear. And they take that paper then to the store man, and he puts on the shoes.
Right.
Puts it on the bottom.
Did they have different wets and cheese back then, or were they all the same size?
It was all put in a broad coat.
Well,
when I was coming, of course, they got some of these shop coat shoes.
Mm-hmm.
High heels, different
kind.
About one pair of years, all you got. You take care of them, too. Go back for them till tomorrow.
Shoes don't last like that now, do they?
They'd have them brass toe shoes. Call us them brass soles that just look like gold.
That made them last longer than they had brass, didn't it?
Yeah, further brass soles, didn't
you? No, I hadn't.
Well, all the men's shoes had brass soles on.
How far up on the shoes did they
come? They talk like that, and around here, and down there, and they did polish them things. And sometimes you could take a cowhide, otherwise you dress a beef, you take that hide, and you put lay the hide down and put ashes on it. And I'd take the hair off, and then when the hair come off, you hang it up dry and catch the shoe fat man, and he'd make you pie for the rest of the hide. You used to call it a long time ago. We had all our money back.